Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. About to have a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I know we are because we always do. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time, the author of a number of books, including The Five Regions of the Future. Also, his film is called Innovation at the Verge, and he's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I'm very happy to say, Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Joel, you and I have talked a little bit in the past about the concept of a black swan event.
Yeah.
And there's a book has been written about this. By the way, the author's name is Nassim Nicholas Taleb. It's titled The Black Swan. Tell the audience what a black swan event is.
A black swan event is a implausible event that, if it happens, has very large repercussions.
And virtually,
because it's implausible, people assume it will not happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've had a couple of, we're having some things going on right now that you might could think were black swan events, but if you think about it, they probably aren't. The unrest in the Middle East has been kind of predictable. In fact, I didn't predict Egypt or Tunisia, but for years I've been saying that Saudi Arabia was a house of cards. And even as we speak, we were expecting in the United States to wake up today with some unrest in Saudi Arabia, which could really ripple through the global economy. And so you might think, well, that's a major catastrophic event if what happened in Egypt or in Libya happened in Saudi Arabia. But those were kind of predictable. So would that be considered a black swan event?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Taleb says in his book that I think is really profound is that for some of us, we think it's pretty plausible. It still is a black swan for those who think it isn't. And so if you think about the leaders in the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
that was a black swan for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a guy who sets himself on fire in Tunisia.
Yeah.
You know, a street vendor.
Right.
What's the likelihood that a street vendor is going to cause me, the president of the country,
right.
any problems? So one thing you have to watch out for with black swans is to assume it's a universal implausible. It's not. It's just for those. I mean, there's
right.
a subset of people.
Because some people saw it coming doesn't mean, if most people didn't see it coming, it's black swan. So here we are. Here's what's interesting about this. We wake up in America today expecting to get reports on unrest and maybe even some pretty serious stuff in Saudi Arabia. And what do we see instead? We see an 8.9 earthquake in Japan with an immediate tsunami that covered up whatever the earthquake destroyed to a large degree. And now a tsunami is heading, on the way to the United States. Think about that. Talk about a black swan on top of a black swan.
Well, here's the way when I look at that. This is it's an interesting thing from a futurist point of view. We do talk about earthquakes in Japan. We understand that. Japan has done lots and lots of work of preparing for earthquakes.
Right.
The dilemma is the second-order consequences, the spillover that we're now seeing. The CIA calls it blowback, but it's the tsunami now that's really the threat to many companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good thing is the last time we had that gigantic surprise tsunami in Asia, a lot of equipment was deployed and a lot of sensors were put out.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, we have now said, we can say to New Zealand, it's coming. So at least
right.
the people can get out of there. But, the natural events probably are the most like a true black swan, mm-hmm. because they pop up anywhere, and they're absolutely, right, at least right now, they're completely random.
We may know that they're coming. We may know that the Earth is basically a crust on top of a molten nickel that's shifting. We may know that, but that doesn't mean we know when it's going to happen. And so, folks, you know, life is what happens when we're making our plans, isn't it, Joel?
Well, it is, and it says one more thing, that you should do the downside scenarios. What are the negative things that could happen?
Yep.
And think through how you would respond in advance rather than saying, oh, I should have thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the time,
yep.
just as a mental exercise.
It's called Plan B.
That side of the future. Yeah, exactly.
It's called Plan B. That's my simple way of thinking about it. Joe Barker and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about three-dimensional printing. How about that? And more to come with our good friend Joel Barker. It's always enlightening when Joel joins us. 20 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.